And this evening, Congress passed the emergency war funding bill. It does not contain timetables, and that's upset many Democrats, while winning support from Republicans. NPR's David Wellner is at the Capitol.
The emergency supplemental has things in it Republicans don't like, including a minimum wage increase and some $20 billion in domestic spending President Bush never requested. Still, as California House Republican David Dreyer noted, it does have nearly $100 billion for the Iraq War and no timelines.
Ultimately, we have succeeded in ensuring that this body has the opportunity to fund our troops without simultaneously handing the terrorists a date certain for our surrender.
But for Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern, this is not a satisfactory conclusion to a debate that's gone on for weeks.
Some might see this Iraq supplemental as a victory for President Bush in his never-ending quest to secure open-ended, unaccountable funding for his disastrous policy in Iraq. If so, it is a hollow victory.
Democratic opposition to the funding even included the bill's author, Appropriations Chair David Obey.
I hate this agreement. I'm going to vote against the major portion of this agreement, even though I negotiated it.
But other Democrats said it was no use sending President Bush another funding bill with timelines in it, since Congress does not have a two-thirds majority willing to override a presidential veto. Here's New York's Louise Slaughter.
If this Congress delayed funding by continuing to back a bill we cannot pass at this time, we would not force the president to end the war. All indications are he would leave our soldiers in Iraq. And without adequate funding, they would have to do even more with even less.
Slaughter vowed Democrats won't let up trying to bring the war to an end. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.